Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited today because I have Michelle Seiler Tucker with me, and we've just written a book together that's coming out in July of 2020. And Michelle's background is incredible. She's bringing such talent to this. She's the number one female business broker in the country and probably even the top broker of all business brokers. And so she's been there, done that, worked with hundreds of companies. And I think, Michelle, your success rate's like 98% with the people that you work with. Is that right?
It is. We have a 98% closing ratio of all offers we write. Absolutely.
Which is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so, Michelle, you know, that's the professional side, but you also have a beautiful daughter, wonderful husband. Tell us a little bit about what got you into that life of business brokering.
Okay. So business brokering, I also hold many designations. One of them is MNAMI, which is Mergers and Acquisitions Master Intermediary. And I'm proud of that title because there's only three women in the United States that have that title. But I've always been kind of an entrepreneur from being a kid. I've owned several different types of businesses. And I also worked for corporate America. I worked for Xerox. And I was working for Xerox for about 6 months. And within that 6 month time frame, they said, you know, you should try out for a management position, a regional manager overseeing about 85 sales reps in the South covering five different states. They said, you'll never get it, but you should try out for it. They said, because the experience is wonderful. So I said, okay. And I was trying out with people at Xerox, salespeople that had been there for years and years and years. And I only been there for 6 months. And it was a grueling interview process, about six, seven different interviews with a bunch of Xerox executives. And guess what? I got the position. And then everybody hated me. All of my sales friends at Xerox hated me because I beat them. I've only been there for 6 months and now I was their boss. And what I realized very quickly is I love selling. My nickname at Xerox was the closer. And I love, you know, forming these long lasting relationships with clients. What I didn't like was going to a meeting to go to another meeting just to schedule a meeting and deal with all the red tape. So then I started looking into buying some different types of businesses, a franchise in particular. And I had about, I think, two or three franchises. And they said, Michelle, we don't want you to buy a franchise. We want you to partner with us. So I said, well, hold on. I'm not going to quit my six-figure position with great benefits to partner with somebody who's not really successful yet. So I ended up telling them, look, I'll give it 6 months. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I ended up partnering with them, sold hundreds of franchises. And then I realized that our values were not in alignment, that they like to overpromise and underdeliver, and I like to do the opposite of underpromise and overdeliver. So I had them buy me out, and then I transitioned into selling companies. Once I transitioned into selling companies, I realized very quickly that 90% of businesses up for sale don't sell. So if I want to keep eating, I need to learn how to fix these businesses, how to get them to where they are sellable. So that's kind of
that's a huge differential for you, because there's a lot of business brokers out there that are like real estate agents. They don't step into the business and help you fix it. And that's a service that you provide to your clients. I think that's really admirable.
I do. And that's why we're actually getting ready to launch Build to Sell online educational platform, so that we can take business owners through the process of the six P's and how they have to get their business in order, so it actually is a sellable asset.
So I think you have a copy of the book there. Hold it up, because the book we just did together, this is the pre-reading copy, pre-release. It's coming out in July of 2020. And what I love about this is we talk about the six P's. So why don't you just kind of hit on those topics real quick?
Sure. So first and foremost is people. You know, you can't have a business without people. I've had so many business owners call me and say, I want to sell my business. And great, how many employees do you have? oh, it's just me and one other person. Well, then you don't have a business. You have a glorified job. So number one is people. And then number two is product. I always ask my clients, are you an Amazon or are you a Blockbuster? Are you somewhere in between? Mm-hmm. So the product or service has to be relevant. It has to still be in demand. And then processes. Processes is very overlooked. Most people don't think about processes. But processes are huge. And it can really help us get a higher multiple for a business, especially if those processes are well documented and employees are trained on. And then, of course, proprietary, I always say, is the biggest value driver. Because if you think about the Coca-Cola brand alone, it's worth $79 billion. That's without assets, inventory, cash flow, real estate, anything, just the brand alone. And then we always look to see, does the company have trademarks? Does it have patents? Does it have contracts in place? All those contracts transferable. And then most importantly is databases. If you have a huge database, that database is very valuable. I mean, Facebook paid $19 billion for WhatsApp, and WhatsApp was hemorrhaging. And they bought it because they had 1 billion users, and Facebook knew they could ROI, they could monetize. And then the fifth P would be patrons. Do you have customer concentration or are you diversified? Do you have customer diversification? And of course, the most important P, the last P, which is profits. You know, I always say profits is never the problem. It's always a symptom of not operating on the other five Ps.
Yeah, so, and when we came together, of course, those of you that have followed me and learned from me, you know that we have the essential components of a successful business. And so, you know, Michelle talks about processes, I talk about business systems. And so we were able to really come together and gel and really emphasize, it's not so much the product, it's not so much the profit, it's the whole thing together as these all work together to create a sustainable business. I say, you know, you want a successful business that's sustainable, scalable, and saleable.
Absolutely.
And so many people.
The four S's.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's the next book.
And most people, you know, they do own a job. They don't really own a business, and they don't understand that they need to document their systems, their business processes, and that creates proprietary information. That's intellectual property. And so when you talk about propriety, you know that all in everything I do, I talk about the importance of intellectual property. And so it was like we were using different terminology, but definitely rhyming. So we came together to put this book together, and it really is, the book is evolved and revolves around your 6P method. And then my participation was just to go from a mentor's perspective to add a little bit to from a higher viewpoint as to things to consider in building your business. So it was a lot of fun. We had it was a great project to work on. And I think it's going to be a really valuable book. And kind of an exciting thing was the book was picked up by Inc. Magazine, right?
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And we also have some great, you know, thought leaders who have given us glorifying testimonials. Mm-hmm. Wonderful testimonials.
We've got all the components of a very successful book. So content definitely is king, and testimonials are great, and having the imprint with Inc. Magazine. But at the end of the day, it's the readers that are going to say, this is something that's given me ideas to be able to build value into my business. And so part of doing this book for you is obviously to not just share your expertise, but to encourage people to take control of their businesses. And eventually those ready to sell can call you to get that support, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, because Sharon, the business landscape has changed dramatically. When I wrote my first book, Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth, in 2013, and I did the research on how many businesses closed, it was 85 to 95% of all businesses were closed had been in business 1 to 5 years, right? So then when we wrote Exit Rich in 2018 and I did the research again, I had my team do the research. And I'm like, no, that's not right. Go back and do it again. And I had them research it 5 different times because now it's not 85 to 95% of businesses will go out of business in the first 5 years. Now it's 30%. A whopping 70% of all business owners that have been in business 10 years or longer will go out of business. Now, you hear about the big stories. You hear about Toys R Us. You hear about JCPenney's. I mean, GNC just closed down 900 locations. Starbucks has closed a bunch of locations. But guess what you don't hear about? You don't hear about the smaller businesses that are not public, the private health companies that are on every corner, on every street, in every town, in every state across this great nation. You don't hear about those stories. And when these business owners are losing their business, they're not just losing their business, They're losing their family assets. They're losing everything they've worked for. And that's really sad.
Yep, it is. And so many times, even when they recognize there's an issue, they kind of put their head in the sand and they don't take control of it. And that's the importance of this book. It's also the importance of what you do with businesses to educate them on what they need to do to add value, because you can add value by identifying that intellectual property or proprietary information and building on it and looking at, I talk about the importance of having a mentor. But when we're talking about building a business and selling it, having that expertise like what you carry with your business broker background and the mergers and acquisitions background is invaluable, because so many times you'll see things about people's businesses that they don't see themselves, even though it's right there in front of them, right?
When you're in the fog, it's foggy.
Yeah.
So I always say, you need an outsider's perspective to help you identify what the real issue is. It's hard to read the label from the inside of the bottle, and that's why you need an outsider's perspective. And so in addition to, consulting and helping them sell their company, I also partner with business owners. I've also put up money to help business owners grow their business so it's actually sellable and we can build to sell it. Typically in 1 to 5 years is my exit strategy for any business I'm involved with. So right. We do that as well. Obviously I can't partner with everybody. So I have my list of criteria who I'm willing to partner with, but I do that as well. And we've also have bought businesses and turned around and flipped them, kind of like people flip real estate. We've done that with businesses.
So you have lots of different services that you can support business owners with.
Absolutely. But
they have to be committed. And that's one of the biggest elements that I see with a lot of businesses. A lot of business owners don't have that burning desire, that commitment to excellence. And something that when I'm talking to people as a mentor and I identify the fact that they don't have that burning desire, I realize they're not going to make it. They're not going to create something because things are going to stop them in their tracks and they're going to give up. And it's really sad, particularly when they have a good idea or they have a good service, a good product, and they're not taking the time to build the systems, building the processes around them to be able to create something that's sustainable.
So how would you say that they don't have a big enough why?
Right.
So maybe you have to have a really huge why to be able to accomplish.
I always say the most successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And when you remind yourself of what problem you're solving and need you're serving every morning, it gives you the courage and energy to get out of business, get out of bed in the morning. It takes it outside of you. So that's what it's all about. So if people want to find more about Michelle, where would you send them?
They can go to Seiler. That's S-E. I'm going to spell it. S-E-I-L-E-R. SeilerTucker.com. I would encourage everyone to go to exitrichbook.com to look at the wonderful offer that we've put together. There's some tremendous value that if you buy 2 or more books, I know that we're giving, our online courses, masterminds, even a retreat at your wonderful ranch I have not yet had the pleasure of visiting.
Right. I'm heading there this weekend. It's absolutely beautiful because we want to encourage people to support themselves, their friends, or families with buying this book. But if you do it ahead of time, we want to reward you with additional bonuses and programs as well as all kinds of surprise. And one of them is a business valuation by Michelle's company, which is, very costly. And this is something that if you show your support of us in the pre-sales of the books, we would greatly appreciate that. And reward you with the additional bonuses right and left. And it's something that it's called collaboration, working together, right? Collaboration. Yeah. 1 + 1 = 11, not 2. So it's
teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yes, exactly. We can throw in probably a few more lines in there too. We probably have a few up our sleeves. But at the end of the day, Michelle, for a business owner that's out there thinking, well, yeah, maybe I'll buy the book, or I don't really need that. I'm in good stead. When you see business owners, I would probably guess you meet them and you are like me. I automatically start seeing things that can help them expand their business that they haven't even thought of. How about you?
I do, absolutely. And, I always say I can walk in a business, spend an hour there, and I can identify the top mistakes that the business owner is making. I can identify pretty quickly what 6 P's they operate on, what 6 P's are missing. So I've been doing this 20 years. I've sold over 500 companies. I think obviously the more you do it, the more you see. And, you know, every industry is different, but every business pretty much has the same type of problems.
Right.
So I can absolutely do that. And I think the Exit Rich is not just about selling your business. It's actually all about building a sellable business. So whether you exit or not, you're building a business that, like you said, Sharon, is going to be scalable and, be profitable and work without you, have a business that works for you rather than you working for it. And that's the biggest mistake that I see business owners make is they get stuck in the weeds and they get stuck. You know, I call them firefighters. They're so busy putting out fires in their company versus then working on the company as a true visionary and growing that business.
Right. We say they're working too much in the business, not on the business.
Right.
And it's so important to have outside support and mentorship, which is why we actually added that component to the book to, you know, even in doing is like from a mentor's perspective, how can you, open doors or see opportunities that a business owner may not be? Because with your experience and the hundreds of businesses that you've been a broker for, I had the same experience from the inside as a public accounting experience. I've seen hundreds of businesses on how they did things right, and sometimes more importantly, how they did them wrong. And the myriad businesses that I myself have built, as well as the clients that I work with. So you start seeing patterns and you see things that can become great triggers for companies, good triggers and bad triggers that you can help identify. So,
and it's amazing because when you pull them out of their fog and you get them out of the business, do we have time for a quick story?
Yes, of course.
So I had a graphics, and I might've told you the story before, but I'm sure your listeners have not heard about it. So I had a graphics company specializes in first responders, and they do the vehicle wraps for police cars, ambulances, fire trucks. The gentleman called me and he said, you know, I just can't take it anymore. I have to sell this business. And I said, okay, how many employees do you have? He said, oh, it's just myself, my wife, and I have one employee. He said, but I told the employee that I'm going to sell or close my doors down. So that employee left. And that's the two of them working 14 hours a day. And he said to me, he said, Michelle, I just don't have the business. He said, I read your first book. I don't have the business acumen to grow this company. I just can't do it. And he goes, well, we're working 14 hours a day. And we're about to get a divorce. And so we kept talking and I said, well, what are you known for? He said, well, I'm known for my art. Like I'm the best at doing art and I'm the best at quality. Like we're the best in Texas for first responders. And he said, so much so that we're turning down 6,000 clients a year. And when I heard 6,000 clients, I'm like, ooh, ding, 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 ding. So then right away I said, Steven, I said, we're not going to sell your business. He's like, oh my God, what do you mean you're not going to sell my business? You're the best. And I go, no. Nobody's going to sell your business. I said, consider this your lucky day. Consider this that you got me. Because other brokers would just go out there, put it on the market, put it on the MLS, and nothing would happen, and you would go out of business. And he mortgaged his home. He commingled his assets, mortgaged his family home, so they were about to lose everything. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what are we going to do? And I said, I think I'm going to partner with you, but I need you to send me this and this and this. I gave him a whole laundry list of stuff to send me. And so I ended up partnering with him, putting up my money. I brought in another partner. And we bought in, resources, et cetera. We leased them. We took them out of their family garage, leased them a 6,000 square foot building, hired 20 plus employees, hired a COO, and created a business.
That's fabulous. And
out of the six Ps, they were functioning on three. Three, they were not. They had no people. So they were shoving invoices in the cabinet. Nobody was billing. Nobody was collecting. Nobody was doing anything. They were doing the art. They were doing the graphics, and they were doing the installs, and that's about all they could handle.
And so now he can do what he loves, right?
Because absolutely. But here's what's wonderful about this. What's wonderful about this is the person who told me, Michelle, I didn't have the business acumen to grow my company, is the same person that's come up with all these brilliant ideas. And I'm like, Steven, I thought you didn't have the business acumen.
So sometimes we don't see the forest for the trees, right?
Exactly. And like I said, when you're in your fog, it's foggy. And once you I pull him out the fire. Once you pull him out the fire, then now he can work on it. So he's working on the business. And the other thing I've learned, which I'm sure you've learned this many times over, is that you can only grow a business as much as you can grow the owner. Mm-hmm. And we've had setbacks because the owners weren't ready for that growth.
Right. Yeah. And I tell a lot of people, the mentors that got you here may not be the mentors that get you where you need to go. And that's okay, because you just need to continue bringing in the talent to get you to the next level. And it's right. Like, you know, people feel like, oh my gosh, I can't not use my mentor anymore. Well, it doesn't mean you don't value them, and they can still be advisors, but can they truly get you to the next level?
Right. Because the way you run a $1 million company is not the way you run a $20 million company.
Right. Exactly. And of course, people will say they want the $20 million company, and yet they have the $1 million advisors. So it's something that they have to be honest with themselves when they look in the mirror. And, you know, and it doesn't hurt to ask to have a consultation with somebody about what they see for your business.
Right.
I see it, you know, just countless times. Both of us, I think, probably have the same results when you meet with somebody have you thought of, and their eyes start getting big because they haven't, and they just don't see the possibilities. So it's actually kind of the fun part of my business to be able to help people open their eyes to new channels of distribution, new revenue opportunities. So it's fun.
Yeah. And the big thing is implementation, because, you know, I mean, it's one thing to see the vision. It's another thing to implement it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So, yeah. Implementation is everything, right?
Everything. That's why at the end of every chapter in Exit Rich, we put implementation is key.
Yes.
The following.
Implement and, you know, processes. Definitely a huge issue. You have to have the right processes. So again, we want to implore all of you to go ahead and sign up for Exit Rich and do the pre-orders through exitrichbook.com, and you'll see all the gifts that you'll get, and you can support us because we are really coming out of the gate with this in a big way. It's out in July, but go ahead and order now and you'll get your bonuses right away. And so we're very excited about having you part of our team, part of our collaboration effort. And Michelle, you're going to hang in with me to do another quick video for the private Facebook group called Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. So if you've not joined that, please do, because that's where we're going to talk to Michelle about her own personal habits, her own routines, and a little bit more of the ups and downs of being in that business called business brokering. So thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate you being with me, and thanks for holding on for a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.